The Lord God says that I raised up Christian Fellowship Church and other churches of my body to teach the word, to bring people out of darkness into a marvelous light. Too many have not known that this light exists. I grew up in church all my life, went to church every Sunday, practically every Sunday. The reason we didn't go to church on Sunday was that it was so muddy, the road was so muddy, we knew we'd get stuck and couldn't get out. Or it was so cold that we knew the building would never get warm. But I knew about Jesus, but I didn't know him. For the first 20 years of my life, I was on my way to hell. What about you? Do you know him? Is he your Savior? If he is, you have an eternity with him. If not, you are set for an eternity in hell. We don't talk much about it, but it's a real place with fire and brimstone. The one who hated you and fooled you and lied to you will laugh at you. So he says, hear ye the word of the Lord. Hear the voice of the prophet, and thou shalt prosper. Now, Wednesday night, and if somebody has a testimony, if it's okay with Bishop, be brief and give it. The Lord said in 3 days, things would happen. So if anybody has already experienced the 3 days, we will listen in a minute. But if it hasn't happened, 3 days may not be 3 24-hour days. You'll know what your 3 days are. And the Lord said, you tell them this. He said, your 3 days came on Thursday, and that was Wednesday. I said, Lord, what was it? And I deposited a check. I'll just tell you what it was. Well, no, I won't. I deposited a check. Well, what it was, I had some tables. We got my husband a pool table for his birthday. That's what it was. So I just cleaned out that room. Living room, and I had these tables, and I said, I'm going to get the kids to put them on Facebook and see if I can sell them. My sister came by there, and she says, I'll buy them. So she did. And so on that first day after the 3 days, I had that money deposited. I said, but Lord, she had already told me. He said, tell them. So you'll know, he said, you'll recognize when your third day comes. You will know that you know that you know that the prophet spoke and I answered. If I ever tell you anything, you judge it by the word. I have missed it many times, but I'd rather say it wrong than not say it when I know I should. And because you always know you have to judge it. Get her a mic. You don't have to come up. Get her a mic. Ms. Lorraine wants to do this. Can you get her down here? And just be brief. She wants to give a testimony. Today is a day of salvation. Today is a day of breakthrough in your life. Today is a day of commitment. I'm telling you, young people especially, it's time to stop playing around. Facebook is not going to save you unless you're getting the word from there. The devil hates this book. I mean, he's afraid of this book. So that's why he doesn't want you to put what's in this book in your heart. He'd rather you watch a low-down three-hour movie than to put 3 hours into learning what's in this book and putting that in your heart. But the day is a day of reckoning. And the Bible says, be doers of the word and not hearers only. I don't care how young you are. If you can understand me, it's time for you to start doing and taking hold of this word. It's time for us to stop making excuses for not having the word in our heart and not hearing from God. Time for us to grab hold of the healing that this word provides. With his stripes, we are healed. Now, you can lie down and die, or you can rise up and live. The choice is yours now. I can't make that choice for you. Nobody else can make that choice for you. Jesus already provided the choice. And he says, live. And again, I say, live, live, live. thou shalt not die. But he can say that forever. But if you don't choose to live, if you don't choose to put life in yourself, you may be walking around breathing, but you'll be spiritually dead. Too many spiritually dead people around. And that's why when you see the coronavirus thing, I was looking at the news the other day, and you know that little thing with those little things sticking off, and I was telling them, die, every one of you on the, die. I'm tired of looking at you. Of course, I turned the TV off. Suppose all of that you hear, even though it may be raging, all of you hear, all you could hear, pray, believe Jesus, receive the healing. The Bible is real all over the nation, all over the world. It couldn't stand in the face of the word. Come on, Miss Lori. You can stand right in front of those chairs, I think. Is that good?
It's good with me.
I'm asking them, the cameras, people. That's good right there.
I give praise and glory and thanks to the Almighty God. He's so awesome all the time. You know, and he never leaves us nor forsakes us. So on last Wednesday night, First Lady Curry was prophesizing to T and told him it was going to happen in 3 days. And then she looked out in the audience and she said, you too. And I know I have seeds out there because I plant seeds all the time. And I said, that's me. I say in 3 days, it's going to happen. Guess what? On Thursday, someone came and brought me a check for $1,000. God. But I've been obedient to God. And I plant when he said plant. I do what he said do. And he's going to take care of me. And let me tell you something. God is awesome all the time. I'm going to tell you one more thing, Sister Curry, I'm going to. And let me tell you, back in the summer, you see, I was raised on field corn. I desired that I wanted every year. One year I told Pastor, I said, I'm going to pray your field back in. Did you not know a person called me this past summer? Say, you still want some corn? I said, yes. They said, well, I'm going to Boonville and I'll bring you some back. God will take care of you where you at. Field corn. And I danced off of that corn just like I danced off that $1,000.
I think, Miss Ernestine wanted to talk about that. She had a word. Listen, does anyone else have a three-day testimony already? Or is your three-day testimony coming? I'm telling you, God is doing it. The change is by Kole Tepo Shaka Tanu no Reista Lore Katolobo Saka Tada da da da. I call every young man in this sanctuary listening, who's a member of CFC, I call every young man to take hold and take on the mantle of the bishop. I call you to take on the mantle of the bishop for the word. Take on the mantle of the bishop for prayer. Take on the mantle of the bishop for work, which you will have, you will know how to, stop sometime. Take on that mantle of love, joy, peace, of giving, of being who God called you to be, of being bold and adventurous and a light in this world of God. Young men, all men in this sanctuary, raise your hand. Stand on your feet. Wherever you are watching, stand on your feet and say, yes, Lord, I receive. I can, the fire, the fire. Fall on you. Those whose lives are out of order, they're changed by the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God says, I'll have me some men. I'll have me some men who are anointed, who will share this gospel and preach this word. Hallelujah. I call you in. Satan, we bind you. We bind you in the name of the Lord Jesus, that name that is at above every name. We command every demon assigned to every man to bow your knee, desist in your activity, and leave them alone. Now you have to fill up with the word. Otherwise, he'll bring more, and you'll be worse off. But if you'll take hold of this word, put it in your heart, listen to it day and night, read it day and night, speak it day and night, you'll find yourself changing.